Yeah, we celebrate every year with barbecues, swimming parties, heading to the lake, or driving up north to camp. But aside from it being another patriotic holiday, do we really know why we celebrate Memorial Day? I'm sure there's some history buffs out there who do, but I would like to take the next couple of minutes to educate the ignorant and remind the forgetful. Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day, and it began in the years following the Civil War that ended in 1865. Major General John A. Logan declared that Decoration Day should be observed on May 30th. It was a day chosen because flowers would be in full bloom all over the country, and it would be a way to decorate the graves of soldiers who died in the Civil War. Now we celebrate Memorial Day on the final Monday of May, which of course marks the official beginning of summer. And now it's not just about those who died in the Civil War. After World War I, it was expanded to honor those who died in all American wars. And Memorial Day was declared a national holiday officially by Congress in 1971. So today we honor those who lost their lives fighting for our freedom in all wars. World War II, Vietnam, the Korean War, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And I would like to recognize a Valley resident by the name of Greg Malicki, and he served as a radio operator for the Army during World War II. And in fact, he told KTAR's Luke Forstner as a 20-year-old back in 1945, he was tabbed by then-General Eisenhower to deliver a very important message back to the States.
And he said to General Smith, tell Malikian to send the 74 coded word message tomorrow at 11:01 p.m., all hostilities will cease. And remember, this message is going to all the capitals, Washington, London, Paris, Moscow, all over the world. The First Army, the Third Army, the Seventh Army, the British 21st Army, the entire military world.
So that's a story you'll be able to hear today. Again, Greg Malikian, who lives here in the Valley, he's 96 years young, served in World War II. You can read about that. You'll be able to read about it today at KTAR.com, and you'll hear more about it throughout the day here on KTAR. So I believe it's never a bad day to honor those who have given their lives for our freedom. Many are still alive, but they've sacrificed plenty, be it time with their families, career aspirations, as well as physical and mental health, time they'll never get back. And unfortunately, many of the physical and mental scars will also be lasting. So whether you see a veteran today, tomorrow, or next month, at the very least, say thank you. Maybe even buy them a meal or drink or whatever you can do to honor them. Because like I said, many are still paying for their service, even though it was decades ago.